Okay, so we're standing outside the front of our winery, which overlooks the vineyard, which is just on the banks of the lovely Derwent River, which, as you can see today, is lovely and peaceful and calm. So, yeah, beautiful outlook for us.
Do you have a boat as well as growing grapes?
No, but it's on the shopping list very soon.
The bucket list. Let's take me in, because you've just finished this beauty, this new winery. Take me on a tour then, Andrew, because I've been in a few new wineries in Tasmania recently in the south of the state, because it is a symptom of the industry growing, is it not?
It is. A lot of wineries have started out small, and as their brand has grown, they've found a need to build their own winery, which is great. So as we can see here, there's a whole lot of tanks, most of them empty. I think there's only one that's got any wine left in, some batch of sparkling, which will be bottled probably later this month.
11 tanks or so. So you can do lots of small batches. Is that where you see your winery?
Yeah, it's given us a lot more flexibility having the winery on site, whereas in the past we've been sort of hamstrung with time slots where we can pick fruit, and it has to be delivered in big batches in the one day to fit in with another winery's time schedule. But here it's given us a lot more flexibility to pick what we want, when we want. And yes, as you said, there's a lot more smaller tanks, and then there's another five or six new tanks coming next year, which will give us a little bit more flexibility again.
So Andrew, what do you see as your signature varieties? And I guess that's sort of not hugely different from what's happening across the industry, but some points of difference?
Pinot Noir and Chardonnay have always been really successful and really popular for us, and Chardonnay I see as probably being one of the most underrated varieties in Tasmania. Everyone talks about sparkling and Pinot Noir, but I think Chardonnay, Tasmania has the real ability to be a world leader in that one.
Still Chardonnay?
Yeah, table wine, table Chardonnay, yeah.
Why?
Just the climate for us here, the cool climate, the long season, the good retention of acid, yet we don't get overripe characters. Obviously, it's quite cool when we start picking in sort of April, the nights are cooling. So that lengthy growing season that we get here, which you don't get, say, in the Hunter or the Barossa, where they're picking in January. So we get sort of, you know, 8 or 10 weeks more of the season to ripen the grapes slower, which builds better flavours and hopefully more elegant and delicate wines.
You're tuned to the Tasmanian Country Hour. We're standing in the new winery of Derwent Estates, and we're talking with Andrew Hannigan. So we're standing in a big volume of space, as most wineries are. Straw baled. And yeah. Just judging by the size, the width here of these walls, you can see where the bales are and the lovely render on the outside. Why straw bales?
Probably for two reasons. One, for the insulative properties for the warehouse. Obviously, the wine needs to be kept at a fairly constant and stable temperature as it's maturing, and the barrel room as well. So we envisage we probably won't need any heating or chilling in here throughout the year. It will probably fluctuate a little bit from the depths of winter to the height of summer, but it will be an exceptionally gradual. As you said, the walls are thick. They're probably 500-600 mils thick, so with a render on the outside. There's 1,000 or 1,100 straw bales in these walls.
Now, another southern Tasmanian vigneron, Matt Pooley, of course, has just recently completed a Nuffield Scholarship study looking at the design of small wineries, particularly so that they're energy and ecologically friendly. Is that a significant factor for you?
Look, it wasn't one of our primary factors in designing this winery, but we knew certainly with building with straw bales and seen some case studies and some numbers on, you know, the insulation properties are equivalent to about R12 or 13, and most home pink bats are about R2 or 3. So we're looking at maybe 4 or 5 times the insulative properties of insulating your house or your roof at home. So we knew sort of by default that building with these straw bales would give us that property.
And also, standing here, I can feel the temperature differential from 15 metres away.
Absolutely. There will be probably a 5 or 6 degree difference, and probably in the middle of summer, probably a 10 degree difference between the tin shed part of it and the straw bale part of it. The other factor which we've done, all our wastewater here is collected. It's pumped into a 100,000 litre concrete tank, and it's aerated and left to settle, and all the solids sort of settle out of it, and then we pump it. It gravity feeds into a dam, and we're looking to reuse it. Probably not on the vineyard, but we'll use it in the gardens and around the rest of the property. So none of our water's wasted. It's all captured. Even all the roof rainwater will be captured and put into the dam. So, yeah, we're trying to do our bit and save as much as we can.
Now, you've also got a cellar door here, but where do you see the industry growing? Because of clearly with a lot of irrigation rolling out, there is an anticipated expansion in the wine industry. How do you see that working in terms of the market, domestic, overseas, you know, the greater tourism move for Tasmania?
Yeah, look, there's probably three sort of keys to the wine industry. Obviously, direct selling and tourism is a key part of any business. The more you can sell direct, it's a little bit more lucrative for us, and it's great for us to interact with our tourists. And we're finding now a lot of them have either heard about us or they've tried our wines elsewhere and actually coming to search us out, which is great for the local tourism and wine tourism. And as we've seen with the whiskey and the cider tourism, that's
5%, 10%?
Of our business. It's only small at the moment, probably in the 10% range, but you know, there are businesses around that are selling, you know, 50% of their business direct to customers, and that's certainly where we look to head over the next few years. And a new cellar door out the front here of our winery with a fantastic view over the vineyard and the beautiful river is on the cards in the next year or so.